Morning, Mr. G.
Morning.
Samach Hay. So today's class is sponsored by the Goldstein family, Lila Mishmas, Mr. G's mother, Ethel Bas Rabbi Yoshua. Also sponsored the whole week by the Shaman family, Lila Mishmas, Yisrael Issa Ben Tzion Ben Yaakov, Marcel's father. That's Yahrzeit on Wednesday. Ethel Bas Yoshua, the Yahrzeit is today. And a Shama should have an Aliyah, and all the learning should be in the Zechus for the Neshama. Okay. And now we're on Samach Hay Amud Aleph. We're on Samach Hay Amud Aleph, and here we go. So, the Gemara said, the Mishnah had said that you're allowed to wear a Moch Sheba Ozna. Am I in the right place?
Yeah.
A Moch Sheba Ozna. Some kind of cotton in the ear. If someone has an earache or something. So Tani, Rami Bar Yecheskel, V'hu Shekasher Ba'ozna. But it has to be tied in the ear. If it's tied in the ear, then there's no problem that it's not a problem. Moch Shebesandala, or some kind of something in the shoe to help the shoe, to help your, I guess you have a wound or something. Tani, Rami Bar Yecheskel, V'hu Shekasher La Besandala. And it's tied to the sandal as well. Very good. And also some kind of material to help a nida. Remember, it was a machlokas between Rashi and Tosas what this was. Rashi said so that your clothing shouldn't get dirty. Tosas said that's impossible, that you're not allowed to go out with it on Shabbos. Tosas said it's no, that there should be no blood seen on her body and she'll be embarrassed. But either way, he wanted to say, "Husha kishiro la ben yarko seha." Somehow it's tied in between her thighs, so it won't fall out. Amarava, afal pisha ain't a kosher. Now, this is different. Afal pisha ain't a kosher. Even if it's not kosher, given the monis, this is repulsive. Lo asilach suye. It's not going to remove it. It's not going to show anybody that. Nobody shows people that. So even if it's not tied, it's okay. Boimene ribi yirmiya me reb abba. Asa so la base yad mahu. What if it had some kind of handle? Amalei, mutter, it's fine, it's mutter. Itmar Nami, Amar of Nachan Bar Oshia, Amar of Yonason, Asala Beis Yad, mutter. If I had a Beis Yad, it's mutter. Listen to this. Rabbi Yochanan Nafik Beiladei Midrasha. Rabbi Yochanan went to the yeshiva, went to the Beis HaMedrash with that. Rashi says something for the ear, right? Something for the ear. He had some earache, and he was wearing, Rashi says, B'moch Sheba Ozno, in his ear. He was an elderly person. He had a pus or something coming out of his ear. He put in some cotton in his ear. And everybody argued with him. What are you doing? You can't carry that on Shabbos. Rabbi Yanai, nafak b'hu l'karmelis. Rabbi Yanai, they went out to a karmelis. Just a derabbanan place. The whole thing is a gzeira. Maybe he'll come to show, take it out, right, or fall out. He'll pick it up. And everybody argued on him. But didn't Rabbi Yecheskel say that if it's tired, it's okay? Why are they all getting upset at these people? Why are they getting upset? He said it's okay. Lo kasha, it's not a kasha. Ha, when is it mutter? The nehedak. when it's fasted in a very strong way. Ha, d'laha, when is it aser? D'lo mehedak, where it's not fastened. So if it's not fastened, we're afraid it's going to fall out. Rashi says, ha de mehedak. The Rabbi Yochanan haya totav, tochav ba'az no yafa. Rabbi Yochanan put it in his ear very well. Umahadek, and it was fastened. B'lo boy kshira, didn't have to do kshira. V'durami bar yecheskel, b'dilo mehedek. And when he said it's a problem, or when he said you have to tie it, that's if you're not fastening it well. So you have to do both. Then Rashi says a fascinating thing. Lashon Acher, mitalmidei Rabbeinu Halevi, the Rabbi Yochanan kosher havi. Rabbi Yochanan tied it in his ear somehow. Ubeis medrasho, samach lebeis ohava. The Beis Medrash was right next door to his house. And there was no Rishus Rabbim in between. That's the only reason he went. Because it was right next door. But they asked him a question. But he said it's mutter if it's tied. If he kosher mia, I feel it's just rabbi mutter. And it's tied even if it's just rabbi, it's mutter. V'amai k'amar l'bei midrasho, v'lo k'amar l'rishus rabbim. Why did Gemara say he went to the Beis HaMedrash? Why didn't the Gemara say he went to shul? He went to rishus rabbim. The answer is, because the Beis HaMedrash was next door, there was no rishus rabbim. Right? Then Rashi says, I don't agree with that pshat. My pshat was better. What's my pshat? The first pshat was that it was tied. If it was fastened very well, it doesn't have to be tied. Fine. Then the Mishnah said, the palpal with pepper, ubagagal melach, with some kind of food in your mouth. We talked about that on Friday. Palpal is l'reach hapeh. Palpal is he should have, good breath. Galgal melach bedur sheni with the teeth. Fine. V'chol davar shenosen l'tok piv. And anything you put into your mouth. What are those? Zangvila, it's ginger. Inami or dirtsuna, cinnamon. Fine. Then we said, shen toteves, shen shel zav. Okay, this is a little complicated. A false tooth or a gold tooth. Reb Meir said, that's okay. A false tooth or a gold tooth, they're both okay. V'chachamim osrin. The Chachamim said they're both not okay. Amar Gzeira, lo shanu el shel zav. The Chachamim answered only the gold one. Avol shel kesef, divin hakol mutter. But if it's made out of kesef, silver, everybody would hold its mutter. Why? Tarashi explains that gold is very different looking. Silver already could look a little bit like your teeth. Gold cannot. Gold doesn't. And Rashi says you're going to be embarrassed by the gold tooth, right? And then she'll take it out and carry it home. Silver, that's not going to happen, right? A fun. Tanya Nami, Rashi gives two pshat. That's the first pshat. The second pshat is much harder. Tanya Nami Hachi, Bishal Kesef, if it's made out of silver, Divri HaKol Mutter, everyone holds it's fine. Shel Zav, if it's made out of gold, Rebbe Matir, Rebbe says it's Mutter, V'Chachamim Osir, and the Chachamim say it's Osir. Amar Abaya, Rebbe, now what would you just say? If it's on Kesef, then everyone holds it's fine. If it's Zav, Rebbe Matir'd it, and the Chacham answered it. Now, Rebbe Eliezer, Rebbe Shimon, Ben Elazar, Kula Svirulahu, they all hold, the Kol Mili Demignia, anything that causes you embarrassment, Lo Asi La Asuye, La Achuye, you're never going to show anybody. You're never going to, Rebbe Hadamaran, Rebbe just said, right? Rebbe allowed going out with a gold tooth. Right? And we're not afraid you're going to show anybody because you're not going to show anybody something that you're embarrassed about. So Rebbe said it's not a problem. Rebbe Eliezer, Tanya, Rebbe Eliezer, Poter, the Koveles, Ubetzluchus, Shel Plaiten. Rebbe Eliezer said, a woman's allowed to go out with spices to make her body, I guess, smell better. Why? No one's going to advertise that you smell bad. Oh, hey, look at my deodorant. Nobody does that. So therefore, she can go out with it because she's never going to remove it. And Rav Shimon ben Elazar, the Tanya, Chalal Amar Rav Shimon ben Elazar, Kol Shehu Lamata Min Asvacha Yotza Bo, anything underneath the hat, you can go out with. Why? Because you're not going to remove that. You're not going to remove your whole shetel contraction up there. You're not going to do that. Therefore, you can go out with it. But if it's above the hat, it's above the hat, then any Yotzebo. Why? Because you'll show somebody. Look at this piece. Bought me. If it's under the shetel, you're never going to take it off. So that's what he says. Okay? I believe this is the last mission in the parak. And we're going to...
keep waking up. Menachem, you
breaking
keep
up.
Yeah. What?
You keep going in and out.
You're breaking up.
I'm on the phone. So I don't know what's going on. I'm on the phone.
Good now. It's good now. It's fine.
Fine.
And Menachem.
Yeah.
There's no shear by carrying, like even a gold tooth, it's like it weighs nothing. I mean, what's this, anything you carry, even if it's like a minuscule, there's no like, what's the issue there with it? How does it work?
First of all, it's carrying. It's worth a lot of money.
Right, but I'm saying there's no way there is shear. What you have?
There are shears. We're going to talk about it. Uh-huh. Yeah. Now, I believe this is the last Mishnah that discusses women. I think it's the last one. And here we go. Yotzeh, you're allowed to go out, bitzela sha'al hatzinis. With the sela, with the... Can you hear me, by the way?
Yes.
Yeah? If I start going in and out, let me know, because maybe I'll shut off one of the computers upstairs. So, Yotze Besela Sha'al Hatzinis. You can go out with a coin, some kind of coin, that was put in the wound. I guess it used to help the wound somehow. Habanos Kitanos, young girls. Yotzos Bechutin. They can go out with strings. The asilu bekismin, even pieces of wood, sheba uznehem, that are in their ear. What's that about? So look at Rashi, the second wide line, the asilu. Rebutzika amar, it's an extra story. Af agav, the tachshit, noi have, even though it's not really jewelry, urcha bahachi, it was normal, velo masaihu, it's not a masai. Why would they put a piece of wood in the ear or string in the ear? The answer is because they didn't want the hole to close. But they're too young to wear jewelry, so they put a little string in the ear, and that's fine. Or a little piece of wood in the ear, a little piece of chip of wood in the ear, that's fine. Rashi continues, B'yesh mefarshin chutin shekolas behen se'ira. Others think that it's some kind of string that they would weave into the hair. Rashi says, that can't be right, because then why does it say Vafilu wood? Doesn't make sense. That can't be right. Okay.
Nachem.
Oh, we got yeah.
As a side note, something just interesting that I remember. Once we had a round table in the Yen Gishua about cosmetic surgery, Rabbi Schechter came to be the moderator. And then He uses this Gemara to say why he would be matir, because the problem with the people who ask her says any cosmetic surgery is a chavalah. It's a wound that you're not allowed to put anybody on risk or make a wound. He said it all goes according to what society accepts as a risk. And he says this Gemara showed that they used to pierce the ears of young girls, and that's a Havalah also. How is that allowed? How is that different? He said this because this was accepted by society as something, and the same thing. And depending where you live and what your society standards are, that's the, you know, he uses this Gemara to matter.
Fascinating. So,
and that's an objective view by you, Marcel.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was very happy.
No conflict of interest there.
Yeah. I was very happy that with this Gemara and his psak.
It's amazing what Gedolim can pull out of Gemara. It's amazing. Anyway, if you go back to the third line, Rashi continues. He says, "V'yesh mefarshim, some say chutin sheklios ben tzaira, that it's string woven into hair." The Asrinan Ligadola, Beresh Perkin, so adult women cannot wear that on Shabbos. Hasam Mishon de Shchicha B'hu Tevila, because we said they're going to have to go to the mikvah, and they're going to take it off, and they're going to carry it home, a whole pain in the neck. Aval Kitanos, but girls, to lo Shchicha B'hu Tevila Shari. Girls don't go to the mikvah, it's not a problem. So says Rashi, B'loshon Rishon Hagun Mizeh. The first dance is much better. It's talking about the earrings. Why? First of all, the ketanos not mitzvichas tevila. Ketanos also have to go to the mikvah back then. Why? Not for neither reasons, no. With tumah. With tumah's maga. Mishum tahiros. You have to go to the mikvah because they also touch stuff. The av nidos nami shaychus. Nami shchichos behu. And even a nida could be a young girl. Kitatani, we learned it in nida. Maisa shayav hitvila kodum leima. The baby went to the mikvah before the mother. The mother had a baby. She's coming for, you know, a few months, 2-3 months, whatever it is. And the baby went to the mikvah before the mother. So what do you mean? What Rashi? What do you mean young girls could go out with hair, with strings in their hair, because they don't go to the mikvah? So of course they go to the mikvah. And we said, and even wood. What does that mean? They come out with wood in their hair. It doesn't make any sense. Therefore, I said, talking about the ears, the ikhute harosh, if it's talking about the head, what do you mean? And even wood. It doesn't make any sense. Says Rashi, therefore, it's talking about the ears. So what's Rashi saying over here? That children go to the mikvah because of tumah? What is that? Is that a chinuch issue? Is that a being metame other things issue? Interesting, Rashi. Okay, anyway, now listen carefully, because the Gemara, the Mishnah contradicts itself in one line. It says, Aravios, which is people that live in Arabia, Yotzos v'ulos, can go out with the head wrap, right? That's fine. That's not a... Now, Umadios, women or people that live in Madai, Perufos. Perufos is some kind of button, some kind of fastener. It would fasten the two ends of the cloak together. So you want to keep your cloak on. How do you keep your cloak on? You fasten it. Fastener, no problem. Then the Mishnah says, v'chol adam, really anybody. Not just Midyan. Elosh adimur chacham and behove. But that's where they wore it, was awarded in Midyan, but if they wore it by you in Woodmere, you could also go out with it on Shabbos. Then it says, profros, a fastener, al ha'evan, with a stone, al ha'egos, or with a nut, al ha'madbeya, or with a coin, ubulvad shalo, tifro for the chachila b'Shabbos, as long as you don't put it on Shabbos to start. So first the Mishnah says, you can go out with a fastener, and then the Mishnah says, no, only if it's fastened, if it's these three things, only if it's fastened before Shabbos began. You can't fasten it on Shabbos, which is a contradiction. So the Gemara is going to ask that question, and that'll get to our modern-day discussion about women going out with jewelry. So first, before we get to that, might seen it. What's the seen it? So the answer is bas ara, some kind of wound. Umayshna sela, why are you using a coin? So ilema kol midi da akushe, mailele, anything that's hard is good. So la'avid le'chazma, so use a piece of pottery. Elamishum shuchza, because it has some moistness to it, maybe some moistness, so la'avid le'tasa, use silver. Elamishum tursa, because it has a form on it, as the picture of the emperor. So la'avid le'pusla, use a piece of wood, which is the same thing. No, they're all good. All these things are good. It was just an example. Fine. Now, Habanos Yosos Bechutin, Abu de Shmuel, Shmuel's father, Lo Shavik Lehu, Lebante, the Naske Bechutin. Shmuel's father didn't let his girls go out with these strings in their ears. He didn't allow it. Number two, Velo Shavik Lehu, Ginoin, Gabi Hadadi, and he wouldn't let girls sleep next to each other in the bed. Young girls, he wouldn't allow it. Number three, V'avid lahu mikvos biyomi Nisan. He used to make mikvahs for them in Nisan. What does that mean? He made mikvahs for them in Nisan. Why didn't he make a mikvah for his own wife in Nisan? Why did he make only for his daughters? What about his own wife? So the Ravon says, because he didn't live near the Euphrates River. So for his wife, it wasn't a shaila. For the daughters, there was a problem. So he made mikvahs for them in Yomei Nisan. In Yomei Nisan. Umitzafi, the Yomei Tishrei. And in Tishrei, he made mats. What's going on? So what's going on is as follows. In Nisan, the girls would always go into the mikvah in the river. It was the Euphrates River. They lived by the river. So why bother building a mikvah? It's such a complicated endeavor. Go to the mikveh in the river. The problem is that in the river, you're only allowed to have river water. You're only allowed to have river water. River water is flowing, right? Rivers flow. You're only allowed to go into a river to be tovel if the river is flowing. If the river is rainwater, then it's a problem. Then you're not allowed to go in the rain. You're not allowed to go in flowing rainwater. That's why it's called a mikveh. It's gathered already and it's stationary. You can't go into a flowing river of rainwater. And during Nisan, the rains were so heavy that Shmuel was choshesh. It's more rainwater than river water. And if you go tovel in there, you're not really toveling in river water. You're toveling in rainwater. And that's a problem. Therefore, in Nisan, they had to go to the mikveh. After the rainy season's over, they can go back to the Euphrates. That's what the Gemara is going to say on Amud Beis. That's in Nisan. In Tishrei, he made some kind of mat. What mat? Rashi says in the second to bottom line, Shetoveles Biparas, they would go Toivel in the Euphrates River, Umutne Hatit, and because of the dirt, Shloihe Chatzisa, that the dirt shouldn't get into their toes, right? Hoysenosenes Mapas Tachas Ragleim. Put a mat underneath their feet, so they would step on the mat, they wouldn't step on the ground of the Euphrates in the river, and all the dirt would go into their toes, and it would be a chatzitza. So for that reason, they put a mat on the floor. Says Tosfos, that doesn't make any sense to me. Look at the bottom Tosfos. Persha Kuntris, Medeatit, Shoha Chatzitza, Benoseres Mapa, Tachat Svaglayan, Rivinatam Persh, Honolapshat. So you know, Snin Masse Zakufos. No, it wasn't a mat for the feet. It was a mat for their body. The creepy men shouldn't go down to the river and watch the women going to the mitzvah, right? They used to put a zekufos. It was standing up. Shelo yiru osana olam. Nobody should watch them go to the mitzvah. V'yis baishu mehen. They'll be embarrassed, right? V'lo yitav luhetev. They're not going to do a good job going into the mitzvah. Men are watching that. So he made a privacy thing. He made screens so they should go down to the mitzvah. That's what he did. The only problem with Tosa's pshat is, what does it mean if you make Tishrei? Why only in Tishrei? So the whole year should be like that. What's Tishrei? Right, so the answer, no. He used to come every year and update the mats, make new mats, and they would last for the whole year. That's what it was. He would come to Rosh Hashanah to his kids, make them these mats, these protection mats, nobody should see, the creepy men shouldn't see, and they go to the mikvah, and that's good. Rashi says, no, nothing to do with that. Rashi doesn't even bother with that. Rashi says, no, it's a chatzitza issue. Interesting, machlokas, Rashi and Tosfos. Fine, very good.
So why, make a mikvah in a Nisan if you have the mats?
In Nisan, there was a different problem. Oh, in Nisan, the problem was there was too much rainwater. Too much rainwater. So, lo shavik luhu, now next. Lo shavik luhu yoteis b'chutin. Right? So one of the things was he didn't let his girls go out with the strings in their ears. But our mission says you're allowed to. Why is he machmir? The answer is, but it was already like jewelry. It was already like jewelry. They're going to take it off. They're going to show their friend. It was already jewelry. So he said, no, you can't go out with that on Shabbos. Fine. Next. Well, Shavuot lo ginayin b'abi hadadi. He didn't let women, he didn't let his girls sleep with each other. Why not? Lema misayle Rav Huna. Some Rav Huna. Is it because he was afraid of Rav Huna's vart? Rav Huna said, Nashim hamasulelis zubizu, women that are sleeping together and touching each other, poselis likahuna. They're possible for the kahuna. Says Rashi, l'kohen gadol. Such a woman, she's still a basula. She's still a basula. But she's a little bit of a prusta basula, you know, to be with another woman. So she's still a basula, but that's not very, very fine. That's not a shidduch for the kohen gadol. That's not such a good shidduch for the kohen gadol. And then Rashi says, the Lohavi Basula Shlema. She's not a real Basula. She's not a Basula Shlema. I forgot the Kohen Gadol Biyome Lohavi. There was no Kohen Gadol in Shmuel's father's days. There was no more Kohen Gadol. So what's he worried about? Nevertheless, Havel V'derech Znus Chashav Lei. Since it's like Znus, a little bit like Znus, having women sleep together, it wasn't proper. Is that the reason? That's not the reason. You didn't like this. That's not the reason. That's a very far-fetched. No, that's not the reason. No, the reason is Savar, ki heichid alul fan gufei nechua. He didn't want his girls getting used to having in the bed, because then they'll have a type of a man. They didn't want that. The Rashi says, they'll have a type of a man. You know, you sleep in your own bed, that's all. They'll grow up not having that, whatever you want to call it, and they'll have a type of a man. So to get rid of that problem, very good. Next.
You're breaking up a little bit, Menachem.
What?
You're breaking up a little bit.
Hold on one second.
Isn't he on the phone?
Yeah, it's weird.
So how does shutting a computer interfere with that?
I don't know.
Jeff? You're on mute.
Maybe he's using Wi-Fi.
For the phone.
When you're at home, you're using Wi-Fi on your phone, he should probably turn off his Wi-Fi and just use data.
Right, but he's in a basement.
Your phone will always switch to the Wi-Fi and turn off the data.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yeah. Menachem, okay. The other thing you can do is you can turn off the Wi-Fi on your phone so you only use data, which is voice anyway, so it's not a lot, and that'll probably take care of the problem. So that way you're not using the Wi-Fi that's in your house. For future reference, since you already turned it off.
I just want to say, everyone's sleeping. I'm the only person on the phone.
Right, okay.
Doesn't make sense. It's a big issue.
Turn off the Wi-Fi on your phone and switch to purely to data.
Turn it off.
And then it uses the phone call.
Right, so it's actually a phone and not using the Wi-Fi to make the...
It'll probably disconnect you if you do it right now. Also, I've got a question.
Yeah.
How can he be any worried about his girls for the latter answer, that he didn't want them getting...
What?
According to the answer the Gemara gives, that he just didn't want to get them used to lying next to somebody, he could say that for his boys too then. He just said his girls couldn't sleep together.
Maybe he didn't have boys, I don't know. Maybe he didn't have boys. They had Shmuel, so I'm not sure.
Right, Nick, that's the reason why premarital relations are usser, is because it might lead to the boys having a tiber for boys.
Really? That's the only reason?
Okay, so anyway, V'avad, next one, number three. V'avad le mikvah b'yom e'nisan. He made a mikvah in Nisan time. Mishai le l'rav. That supports what Rav said, the Amar Rav. Mitra b'ma'arava, the rains of the west, meaning the rains in Babylon. Sadarabha Pras was a great witness for the Euphrates. In other words, the Euphrates full rain. Savar, so he held, Shalo Yarbu Hanotzin al Hazochlan. There shouldn't be more rainwater, he was afraid. There was more rainwater than flowing water, and that's a problem. And that's a problem. Asked Tosfos the following question. We have a halacha. Let's say you have yayin nesech, which is not mutter to drink. Why is it not mutter to drink? Not a din d'oraisa. It's a din d'rabbanan. Maybe they touched it for a vodah. And the halacha is that if wine of yayin nesech falls into your wine, then we say that each drop of wine that falls in is batel. So if you pour it in slowly, it's batel. We say kama bottle. When the first drop falls in, it's bottle. When the second drop falls in, it's also bottle. When the third drop falls in, it's also bottle. How come over here by the rain, we don't say the same thing? Every drop of rain that falls into the river is bottle. One drop and a whole river. It's bottle. Why don't we say that?
By kama so bottle, Menachem, if you're going to pour in, is that a workaround for pouring in a pitcher? If you have something to make it bottle, maybe that's if you pour in one drop. But if you're going to pour in, if you know you're going to pour in a whole pitcher, can you lichatchila do that? The same thing might be by rain. If you know that it's going to rain, then each drop doesn't really make it bottle. You have a whole, the rain is viewed as the rain, and it doesn't make it bottle.
That's right. That's what the Me'iri says. The Me'iri says you can't say this bottle issue when Hashem's doing it. You can't say that. That's the first answer. That's a mystical answer almost. The more lamdashi answer is, you can only say that on a din d'rabbanan, like yayin nesach, but a mikvah is a daraisa. Can't, so having rain, this is a deraisa. Going to the mikvah is a deraisa. Then, right? You can't say that. You can't say it's out for a deraisa. So it's not a kasha.
No, but a mikvah that had 40 seah, and then you put maim shuvim, doesn't matter how much maim shuvim you put, continue to be kosher.
That's right. This is not a mikvah. This is a river.
It's a river.
The river has halacha. The river has halacha. It can't have rainwater in it. If it has too much rainwater, it's not a mikvah. It's not a river anymore. It's really rainwater. And rainwater can't be flowing. That's the problem.
The problem with that whole
by the way,
the problem with that theory is most rivers are rainwater. How do you think they get fed?
Mati, and I actually looked it up. The Euphrates is fed by rainwater up in like 3,000 feet or whatever it is.
It's in the mountains.
Yeah.
One second.
It's not spring fed.
One second. We didn't finish. Small argues. Rivers. There's nothing I can do. I'm right. Sorry. There's nothing I can do.
If you switch to data, did you switch to data?
No, I'm going to get disconnected.
Why would you get disconnected?
Because he's on
Wi-Fi. Unless I go back.
You shouldn't get disconnected. If you do, just sign right back on again.
But Achmi, you're not going to get disconnected. Just switch it to data.
Yeah. On your phone.
What kind of phone? Now you're going to mute yourself.
How's this?
You just got to mute yourself somewhere.
How's this?
Good.
Fine. I just shut off the phone. Okay. Now, Pliggy Shmuel. Shmuel says, Naira, rivers, mikipe mivrach. No. They increase from their own sources, from their own natural sources. Not from the rain, from their own natural sources. Now, I'm not 100% sure. Are they arguing the question of Matthias? How do rivers flow and how do they increase water? I'm not 100% sure what they're arguing about. Tosfos says that, look at the Tosfos of the Amar Shmuel, Narim Mikipe Mizbarach, Pirish Mimkomo, from its own sources. Umisalo Sela, right? From the rocks and the inside of the river, Mitargin Kipe Minivyaso Mizbarach. It increases from its own river. Belomi Megis, not from the rainwater. And then Tosfos brings Rayas that he's right. And look at the last line. The last line of this Tosfos. The Alze Anu Somchin Litbal Benaharos Afilu Im God Luma Od. That's the heter. We go to the mikveh today in rivers any time of the year, says Tosfos. We don't agree with Rav that the rainwater is a problem. No, we agree with Shmuel that the rivers are not problems. They're never problems. And you can always go to the mikveh in the river. You've heard these stories, right? They were out somewhere on some vacation somewhere. You don't have to worry. You don't have to worry about Rav's issue. Rav's issue is not correct, according to Tosfos. I think it's a Paskin. I don't think I have to call the rabbi. Can I go to this river in this time of year? You don't have to ask that question.
Wasn't Shmuel the one who said he didn't let them use it because of rain?
So Upligi Didea Didea.
So his father.
So in a second, now that Shmuel argues on himself. Darmar Shmuel, Ein Amaya Mitar Bezochlin, El Apras, Biome Tishre Bilvad. So he's a problem, right? Upligi to Shmuel, Darmar Shmuel, yeah, Upligi Didea Didea, Darmar Shmuel, Ein Amaya Mitar Bezochlin, El Apras, Biome Tishre Bilvad, right? So Shmuel held, also like Rav, that the problem is the rainwater. However, that problem is not by Shmuel, a different Shmuel, and therefore Tosa says it's not a problem. Okay, next. Parfros ala Evan. So the Reisha of the Mishnah said you can use a fastener. The Seifa said not a coin, not a rock, and not a rock and not a coin. So Vamart the Reisha Parfros, but the Reisha said you're allowed to use a fastener, and then the Seifa said no, you can't. So Amar Abaya. A seifa ason lematbeya. The seifa's talking about the coin. And Rashi says, delav bar tiltelhu. A coin can never be moved. Avol even, but a stone shehuksa lakach. If you set it aside, roy letaltel, then it can be moved. So when the Mishnah said you can use a coin or a rock for a fastener,
That's only if it's already been fastened. But to fasten it on Shabbos, no. You can't set aside a coin because coins are muksa, but you can set aside a rock. A rock can be set aside. A rock can be made not muksa, but not a coin. What's the difference between a rock and a coin? What's the difference? They're both muksa, and a rock you can make on muksa, and a coin you can't make on muksa.
They're different types of muksa.
What?
They're different types of muksa.
They're both the exact same type of muksa.
No, one is machmas gufo, the heaven.
They're both machmas gufo. They're both machmas gufo.
The coin is chesron kis.
No, that's not chesron kis. Although you're saying a little bit the truth. They're both muksa because they have no purpose on Shabbos. They have no purpose on Shabbos. So the answer is what Marcel said. If the rock falls off, you'll leave it on the ground because it's taco worthless. But if the coin falls off, you'll pick it up and you'll carry it. That's the difference. That's one difference. That's one Mandamar says. This is what the Ron says. Right? And I'm sorry. Yes, that's what the Ron says. And the Pnei Yeshua says like this. Nobody does that. Nobody uses coins for buttons. Nobody does that. And even if you want to do it, your batel daita etel kaladam, and therefore it remains muksa. Says the Ravon, one of the Rishonim, okay, so you can't use a coin. What if you set aside the coin, not for one Shabbos, for the rest of your life? For the rest of my life, I'm going to use this silver dollar to use for my button. Says the Ravon, then it's no different than a rock. No different. Right? And by the way, the Mishnah Brura paskins that way. The Mishnah Brura says that if you use a coin and it's set aside forever, like I'm never going to use this coin to buy anything again, then ain't a chanami. It becomes a button and it's fine. The Chazon Ish argues. The Chazon Ish says no. We call it the Ran. Coins are never not muksa. They're never not muksa. There's nothing you can do to make a coin not muksa. So l'chora, it's a machlokas between the Mishnah Berurah and the Chazon Ish.
And then you also have the problem if it falls off, they'll pick it up and carry it.
I guess the Mishnah Berurah is saying you've so belittled the coin that you're treating it like you wouldn't even pick it up and bend down. You wouldn't even, all right, no, I lost my button.
Okay.
If it's a real button, that's what you say. If it's a rock, that's what you would say. In the Chanam, you'll say the same thing if it's a dollar, a silver dollar. Why? Because that's what you've done to it. Says the Chazon Ish, let's talk Tachlis. Tachlis says you're not going to let a dollar go. Even if you use it for a coin for 5 years, right? You're still not going to let it go. Still a dollar. So they have a machlokas about that issue.
Okay.
So the story is as follows. We have been learning this whole perek about women and jewelry. And most women wear jewelry on Shabbos, even where there's no Erev. What's the heter for that? So the Mechaber says the heter is, there really is no heter. However, he writes like this, V'idna, this is in Shin Gimel, Sif Chav something, Yud Ches, V'idna, nowadays, Nashe Didon, our women, Nagu Lotzeis B'chol Tashchitin, they go out with all kinds of jewelry. V'yesha Amru Midimidina Aser, really it's Aser. There's no heter for this. They're not going to listen to anybody, no matter what we tell them. Better to be a shogeg than to be amazed. Don't tell them. When they learn Hilchah Shabbos in the seminary, they're not going to learn this halacha because they're not going to listen anyway. That's what the Mechaber says. Then the Mechaber says that most people don't live in Rishos HaRabim's Doraisa, so it's like a Carmelis, and we said some things are mutter and a chatzer. And all this story, all this kind of heterim. Comes along the Ramah and says something, yeah.
What about the fact that b'metzias, women don't take off their jewelry in the
street? Ah, that's the Ramah. V'yesh omrim od tan leh. I have another reason. This is the Ramah talking. The achshav, now. Shchichi bash tashchitin. Jewelry is very common. V'yotze b'hem af b'chol. Even in the weekdays, women wear jewelry. V'lekala meisha. There's no chashash, dilma, maybe, shalfa. They're going to take it off, umachve, and they're going to show it to their friend, kimo bia mayhem. Like in those days, shloha yirigim, lotzeis behem, bishrak b'shavetz, v'loha v'shchichi. Those things, the only wore jewelry on Shabbos. Ooh, look what my husband got me. You got to see this piece of jewelry he bought me, and she'll take it off and show her husband. Today, even during the week, they wear that stuff. So, no chashash, and that's the story. And that's the heter, and I guess that's a Klai Yisrael relies on that Ramah. It's not a kula, it's mamash a heter, not usher anymore. Because women, and if, by the way, I think that it's I think it's true. Women don't take off their jewelry and show people. They don't. That's not the custom, right? They'll show people while they're wearing it, right? Why? Society changed. Not that kind of society. No one takes off their jewelry and shows their what's it called? That's the whole hack with men wearing gloves, right? The shayla, men allowed to wear gloves. What's the issue? The issue is you're going to take off the glove to give shalom to somebody. So you don't give shalom with a glove on. In those days, it was not done. You didn't do that. You didn't give shalom with a glove. It was considered unrefined. Today, I'm not so sure about that. That's why some matter it today. Many matter it. Most matter it, right?
Yes, especially if it's cold. Not allowed to shake anybody's hand without a glove.
What? Exactly.
Menachem, I'm also wondering if there's a whole separate thing that's different today than then, is that women weren't educated. Today, women know halacha. Once you have a Beis Yaakov system in the last 100 years, they're well versed in halachas.
Yeah, if you tell your wife, you know, you're not allowed to write a letter on Shabbos to your mother. You're not allowed to do that, so she'll stop. You're not allowed to cook on Shabbos, she'll stop. Right? You have to go to the mikvah, so she'll go. By the way, you're not allowed to wear jewelry on Shabbos. Oh, I'm not makabel that. Right? We're all like that, by the way. We're all like that on certain things. Everyone's like that, right? Everyone has their breaking point. So the women's breaking, that's what the Machabah was saying. The breaking point is they're not going to listen. Not a question of educated. You tell them they're not allowed to do this and that. They listen to you. You tell them you can't do that. They don't want to be Machabah. We're all the same way, right? So don't tell them. Let them be shogigs at least. That's so crazy. Okay, let's just finish to the Mishnah. The Gemara's not very easy. Boya Baya. So Baya has a kasha like this. Isha, you have a woman. She mao shetarim v'tafravala egos. She doesn't really need to wear that cloak. She doesn't really need to wear it. But her son's across the street. And she wants to bring the son a nut to eat. The son's not going to die. Tapikuach nefesh. Just to bring him a nut to eat. So can she put on the cloak as a ruse to get the nut across the street? That's the question. Tarim means a ruse. Mao shetarim. Can she make a ruse? Betifrov ala egos. To use the nut for a fastener. Rehoti livna katan b'shabbos. To bring it to her son on Shabbos. Now, There's a Gemara that discusses later when there's a fire breaking out in your house. So are you allowed to wear, like, you know, 8 layers of shirts and 8 layers of pants to get your clothes out of the house? So Tiboy Lamand Amar Ma'arimin. This question applies even if you hold that when it comes to the fire, you can make a ruse. For Tiboy Lamand Amar De'ain Ma'arimin. And this question holds even if you can't make a ruse over there, maybe here is different. Tiboy Lamand Amar Ma'arimin. Even if you hold, you can make a ruse by a fire. Bidaleka, hasam hu. You know why? We know why we let you wear so many pairs of shirts like that? Because the ilo sharisle, if we don't allow it, ostilav fukuye, you'll put the fire out. We'll put the fire out. So what's the isra of wearing two shirts? What's the isra of wearing two shirts?
Harry.
Probably not a doraisa. It's probably derabon on something, especially if it's only in your own chaser. So you know what? We're afraid you're going to put the fire. Putting fire out is a much more serious issue. Go wear two shirts. But over here, Elo Sharisle, if we tell the woman, you know, you can't do it. So she won't go out. She'll get her son back to the house. That's all. Oh, Dilmore, maybe. No. I feel the mandama in my remin. Even if you hold, you can't make a ruse. That's by Deleka, Hassam, Derech Otzabakach. There, it's normal, right? Hassam over there. One second. Yeah, somehow that's considered derech hotzah b'kach. Avohacham, but over here, ein derech hotzah b'kach. This is considered klacher yad, and therefore aimer shaper dummy. This is for sure mutter. I'm just using the nut as a button. I'm not really carrying out the nut. Over there, I'm wearing 5 shirts. I'm wearing 10 shirts. That's a problem. Over here, I'm not doing anything wrong, really. I'm carrying out the nut. Okay, I don't need the cloak outside. So maybe it should be mutter over here. And the answer is teiku. It's a teiku. All right.
Oh, yeah.
We'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.
Thank you. Take care.